This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number 3 of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features are for free, so enjoy them on us. That's FreeTalkLive.com. As we go through the phones, do the fun. Lee in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Lee.
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, a couple things. One kind of both need to be covered, but one for Gene. I've had a machine shop since 1994. Before that, I had a repair shop, independent repair shop from 74 till then. I've never met a machinist that didn't want to be a mechanic, and I never met a mechanic that understood anything about machining.
What's your point?
Well, the point is, machinists think engines are neat because everything's in tenths of a thousandth and all precise and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But they really don't understand anything about what it takes and how they run. But barring that, two stories. One, in 1972-3 and even into 74 when we had the oil crisis, when I was going to college learning mechanics, the head of the department had a 30-year collection of gas-saving devices, mostly carburetors, but not,
mm-hmm.
out of zillion publications. This was like his little passion. The guy was like a year or two from retirement. He was like 60, 61.
Okay.
But being the head of department, they actually had a photocopy machine back when, you know, they had mimeograph machines. And they were really expensive, and he had them posted on the bulletin board every week, different stories, and you could go into his office and get them, literally like 50 of them. 1936, guy invents carburetor, gets 54 miles a gallon. 1938, guy invents carburetor, gets 39 miles a gallon around town on flathead Ford V8, so on and so on. And behind all these, he'd done the research. Guy sold patent to Standard Oil. Guy sold patent to Standard Oil. Guy sold patent to Shell. Guy sold patent to Exxon. Guy sold patent to Standard Oil. Never been seen on the market. And then there was a whole bunch of guys who refused to sell it. We're going to make their fortune. Hasn't been heard from since 1952. Disappeared off the planet of the Earth. There was like a dozen of those. But brings me to point number two. So there is something to the oil companies buying this stuff up, so we'll just keep it off the market.
Well, we know there's something, and the something is a bunch of allegations. There's never really been anything tangible that's come out.
The guy isn't around to tell us. He disappeared in 52. But, you know, they're popular mechanics and stuff. We test carburetor that got 49 miles per gallon on the highway. Anyway, that was interesting, but I was talking to the guy I apprenticed with in 74, who a year later became my partner. He was twice my age. When I was 23, he was 46. Everybody thought it was a father and son team.
Okay.
And he was telling me about some old lady, and she was kind of a biddy. They'd had a 61 Buick LeSabre or something. Her husband died. She got a little insurance money. She bought a 72 or 3 Buick Skylark. It was ugly blue on top of ugly blue, darker ugly blue.
Okay.
That's my favorite year of Skylark.
Oh, boy. Well, there you go. It's right up your alley because that's what you get.
All right. So what happened?
She bought it. She's visiting her daughter and son-in-law down in Portland, Oregon. And she bought it from the dealer down there. So she took it back for a 1,000-mile service. And her car had been out in the shop for like 3 hours for basically an oil change. And she goes out, and the guy says, yep, that's the carburetor.
What's the carburetor? What about it?
That's the carburetor. That's the one we're looking for. They'd had, like, 4 demo units, apparently, that had come through, the best the lady could tell Ed, that were experimentals.
Now, why would they send experimental carburetors to a dealer?
They kind of slipped through the line and wound up at a dealer. She was getting 38 miles a gallon city and 45 highway. When Ed told me the story, it was 38 city and 42 highway. After he became my partner, I had a chance to chat with her. I said, is that true, that Buick? because Ed was her guy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She'd been with Ed since like 62, so okay. She always took her car to Ed, but it was under warranty, so she went back to the dealer, visited her daughter and son-in-law.
And so she swore to it, huh? She said it was true.
No, she said it was 45, not 42, on the highway.
But the story is allegedly true. I mean, again, it's
totally allegedly true. This is an old biddy. I mean, she was kind of a biddy.
What is
but,
a biddy?
She literally drove her car off the hoist, ripped the exhaust system off. The only reason Ed knew anything about it, she ripped the exhaust system off because they were going to change out her carburetor. This is the last one we're looking for. They'd been notified by the factory, hey, we got some non-compliance carburetors out there.
Mm-hmm.
Get them off of there, and we'll get you one. They wanted to keep her car overnight. They were going to buy her a motel and the whole bit to keep her car overnight. She ain't touching that carburetor.
So she managed to get away with the carburetor?
Drove off the hoist, didn't pay her bill, didn't do anything. Drove off the hoist. She probably didn't even know if it still had oil in it or not.
So what happened to the carburetor?
And she still had it. Some guy, if he's smart, is still driving the darn thing.
You should have bought it for its museum quality. Or its museum value.
You're not going to find an old-time Buick V8 that got 15 miles per gallon, let alone 38 around town.
It's an amazing story, Lee, and it's unfortunately all we have is just a bunch of amazing stories and allegations. Thank you for the call.
Well,
I appreciate
that was one
it,
that was as verified as you could get.
Indeed. You knew the lady. You talked to her personally.
And she was there to with customer bars for another 8 years.
Amazing.
She went down.
Lee, thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. They're amazing stories. But can anybody really verify them? I mean, the woman allegedly escaped with the vehicle. Why did she get rid of it? Didn't she understand what she had? She must have understood that what she had was something really special. Well, drove it off the rack.
In this case, he's making a more believable story. It's, the 35 or 38 mile per gallon carburetor as opposed to the 200 mile mm-hmm. per gallon carburetor. And these stories, vary a little bit.
But on a big old boat car, that's a big deal, right? 38 miles to the gallon versus 9 or whatever. You used to have a big boat car.
Right. Don't consider the 76 Eldorado to be the same thing as a Buick Skylark.
Okay.
The Eldorado got 6 miles to the gallon.
The Skylark is a boat, though, right?
It's a bigger... Everything's big compared to what we drive
now,
today, okay?
Yeah.
It was a car that was actually made out of steel. As opposed to, but it looks a lot like a Cutlass or a Chevy Malibu. I know that neither one of these things are of any value to. So, yes, it's a larger car than what you drive now.
So you're saying he had a better story, a little more detail, but still, what can you do with this? Right? I mean, we've heard all the allegations. We've heard the stories about the car companies coming by, the oil companies buying out these concepts. But as Gene pointed out last hour, The fact that they're buying the patent doesn't mean the idea disappears. Who's to say that he didn't, these inventors, are all the inventors so clueless that they really gave up everything they had? Didn't they have a carbon copy of the invention somewhere, the details, the plans, that they could just take and sort of ferret off to a friend of theirs and, have them create this on their own and apply it and prove to everybody that the proof of concept that this stuff really is for real, it really does work?
Well,
release the plans to the public for free?
But that would be the real trick. We were saying that the auto manufacturers would obviously be motivated to do this, but if in fact the oil companies own the patents on some of these inventions,
mm-hmm.
it would be difficult for them to actually have done it. They could release news about the oil companies having the patents, which would then shame the oil companies into perhaps releasing the information.
All right, here's another perspective, right? Because all these stories happen in the past.
Mm-hmm.
These stories happened pre-internet, right? These are older stories. So
right.
They came up with these ideas in the 70s, the 50s, or whatever. And there have been a handful of stories from recent times as well. There's always some new version of the same old story about some inventor either being killed or bought out by an oil company when he comes up with some perpetual motion device or some new modification to a vehicle or whatever the allegation is, run your car off of water, blah, blah, blah. So if it happened back in the past, it could be understandable that a car company would come in or the oil company would come in, buy up the idea, the inventor would turn it over to him because he wouldn't think of anything else he could do with it, right? Oh, they're offering me all this money, I'll take the money, make a nice life for myself, and I'll be done with this inventing thing. That makes sense. But today we have the internet.
So why is it that these ideas that are relatively old aren't just spreading everywhere? More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve Note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go, the features for free, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com.
If you or perhaps someone you know needs a primer on some of the subjects that we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to Liberty. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. That's LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
So we're talking about these urban legends that have been just passed down throughout decades that allege a variety of different things. Everything from, you know, we're talking about specific, I mean, there's all kinds of urban legends. We're talking about the car-related ones, the magical piece of equipment that you can hook up underneath your hood that'll double your gas mileage or even give you 100 miles a gallon or maybe run your car off of water or something like that. And so there's all these urban legends that have come out and, you know, various different iterations of them. Everybody's got their version of the story, and they've always heard it from somebody that they know, or they themselves will claim to know someone who actually experienced one of these situations with the, you know, manufacturer coming back, sending men in suits to tinker around under the hood, and after that their gas mileage, you know, cuts in half, you know, to everything else. And my point I was making before we went away was that back in the 50s and the 70s and the 80s and, you know, even in the early 90s, these urban legends were out there, they were floating around, but if indeed it was true that somebody had come up with some amazing invention that allowed them to triple gas mileage or, you know, have 100 miles to a gallon, these are allegations have been around since the 50s. So this is not exactly new tech, right? This is something that was come up with decades ago, allegedly, if it really exists. And they allegedly sold off the invention to Standard Oil or whoever, and they're now allegedly sitting on the patents and sitting on the inventions. But as was pointed out earlier, if indeed the patent was sold, that doesn't mean anything. The idea could still be out there. It could still be utilized. The idea could still spread around. And so, therefore, there must be some sort of plans out there. This can't be that hard of a concept if so many inventors have come up with it and keep getting bought out by Standard Oil. The information must still be out there somewhere. Someone at Standard Oil, even on the inside, you know, must have access to all of this information. It's got to be there somewhere. And it's understandable that in the days of snail mail that, you know, it wouldn't necessarily be as simple as it is today to transfer that information. But today we've got the internet. It's at our fingertips. We can go and research anything that we want to. And all of the inventors in the world can share ideas and get online and, you know, post their plans if they want to. Or if they come across some old plans from the 1950s, they just have to slap it on a scanner, scan it in, and post JPEGs online for everybody to see.
Right.
So if indeed these ideas were so prolific back then, why is it that they aren't popping up online today? Why is it that people aren't able to unearth these ideas with all of the things that the internet has allowed us to access, all of the old arcane ideas that we can now just pull up at a moment's notice? Why is it that these have been lost to the void?
Well, one could say that there's no motivation, but one would be wrong, because in fact there is the Automotive XPRIZE. This is apparently, from what I can tell,
like the Spaceship XPRIZE.
It is, yeah. It's a competition that it's offering $3 million to anyone who can create a viable 100 mile per gallon plus or 100 mile per gallon vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, you know, some of the statements are here that you know, there are in fact 200 mile per gallon carburetors and all these stories. You know, we've heard things similar to that this evening. But, you know, right now somebody is offering $3 million to somebody who creates a car that can, you know, go 100 miles per gallon.
Now, somebody could say, well, Standard Oil could come by and offer the guy $5 million.
They could. But the question is, at some point, somebody's going to feel philanthropic.
Right. I mean, these are probably, the story is always that these are, you know, the starving inventor, right? The inventors that are, you know, tinkering away in their garage for years and they finally discover the method to unlimited power or right. Incredibly more efficient engine.
Now, let's not forget that Standard Oil offers $5 million, but he gets to keep the patents, the gentleman who,
with
the
$3
million? The person, right, with the $3 million.
Ah.
So he's not giving away for $3 million. He's just entering the competition.
He's proving it.
So he could be quiet until the competition, put his vehicle out there, get the $3 million in cash, and then sell it to the auto manufacturers. Believe me, one of them would buy it.
It's very interesting. So, yeah, that just decimates the Standard Oil objection.
Yeah.
So where's the winner? How long's the prize been available?
At this point, they're still sort of putting it together to some extent.
I see. I mean, so this is new then.
It's a relatively new
thing. Okay. All right. All in good time then. We'll see if anybody comes forward to claim it. In the meantime, Bill emails in. He says, a gentleman called in tonight and related an urban legend about a car that uses an electric device to run on water and only generates steam as exhaust. He says, this is a clear violation of thermodynamic principles. It would take more electrical energy to separate the water, H2O, into hydrogen gas, H2, and oxygen gas, O2, than recombining the hydrogen and oxygen via combustion would release in the form of thermal energy. He says it's the equivalent of carrying a heavy weight up on top of a building so you can tie a rope to it and then drop it back to where you got it from in order to lift something else. Not only is energy spent lifting the weight, but energy is used by you yourself to move your body up to the same height. Energy is used up in the same way to separate the water in the first place, and the only energy you get back is the energy released by recombining the hydrogen and oxygen into water. You don't get back the extra energy that you put into it to drive the water apart in the first place. So you might as well just use that energy to drive the car in the first place rather than separating and recombining water. So he's pointing out that the steam, this water-powered car that generates steam out the exhaust pipe, while it sounds sexy and exciting, doesn't really cut the mustard.
I see.
As far as physics is concerned.
Now, I have heard about, and I'm not claiming to know anything about this stuff, I've heard about a company called Innovative Hydrogen Solutions, but apparently they have designed some kind of hydrogen add-on for regular combustion vehicles, and supposedly Walmart is putting this on all their trucks, these trucks that travel the country in hopes of saving something like 22% of, their fuel costs. And apparently it reduces emissions, improves fuel mileage, extends oil life, reduces engine maintenance, that kind of thing. I don't know. If you want to check it out yourself, you go to ihsresearch.com. That's ihsresearch.com.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you guys?
Hey, what's up?
Just like they locked up Galileo for 30 years, I wouldn't put nothing past the powers to keep the truth from us. If you think that the Model T Ford burns the same stuff that we drive around today, you know, there's something up. There's something fishy. They want us burning oil for the next 1,000 years. They got electromagnetic stuff that they ain't letting us know. There's all kinds of black technology, and I think it's a lot of the UFOs people be seeing. It's our own stuff. Because whatever they're letting us know they got, you know they're about 80 years down the road. They had the
There certainly
the nuclear
has been a
reactor.
History. There certainly has been a history of oppression of ideas. That's certainly the case in the case
it
of the government.
It took 500 years to admit that they were wrong. So just imagine that they want to make anything that can't be metered illegal.
David, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
This is a special bulletin. The Holy Tea Club is about ready to launch. A few founding member positions are still available. If self-employment income is important to you, go to holyteaclub.com. Formulated by Dr. Bill Miller, Holy Tea is a unique herbal blend of safe, all-natural ingredients designed to gently cleanse the digestive tract and detoxify the body. Dr. Miller's Holy Tea may also be used as an element in any weight loss program and is much more effective than Chinese green tea. Also, with continued use of Holy Tea, one may experience clearer, healthier, and younger-looking skin, increased energy, increased mental clarity and focus, a better memory, more resistance to diseases, better overall health, more comfort with the body, and a happier outlook on life. Holy Tea has been helping people for over 20 years, and now Holy Tea can help you. Here's your chance to help others while creating financial stability for yourself at the same time. Join the club. Go to holyteaclub.com. That's HolyTeaClub.com.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume? The water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take. Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live52 is for you. Live52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears custom cabinet refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you if you want to talk about urban legends or whatever's on your mind. We'd love to hear your favorite urban legend, 800-259-9231. Maybe one that you fell for and you believed for a long time and you found out it wasn't true. That would be good, too. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of features on our site, including the updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Head over to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, Finn in Mississippi. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Finn.
Hey, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I've got a story and then I have a question for y'all, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I've called in before and I love the show. Still listening to it, trying to keep up, but law school is not affording me the opportunity to keep up to date, so I'm back in like August.
Law school. Yuck. Go ahead.
Mark, yeah, I'm taking the plunge. But I live in Gulfport, Mississippi, down where Katrina hit, right on the coast. My dad had a small business down there, and he was wiped out, his small business was. And he had a job. He had another job as well, so we still had some income. But, you know, he got to write some of that off, some kind of write-off or some, you know, some of the, I guess, damage or whatever to it. They were write-off. They were... Oh, so nice. And then all of a sudden, I was talking to my parents the other day, and all of a sudden they're turning around and slapping us again with a $20,000 tax liability after they let us write it off. They come back and changed their analysis, changed the return, and said, nope, you actually owe us $20,000 more.
And this is the feds? Is the IRS?
Yes.
Okay.
So they let him write it off, turn around, and then slap him with a $20,000 tax liability, notwithstanding the fact that his business hasn't come back and everything was destroyed, computers, machines, everything, you know. And so that's a little story for you guys. I hate them. My mission in life is to turn down every one of their offices, but...
Well, I don't know if that is going to be a good solution. Maybe you should just come to New Hampshire and, join the Free State Project and make a stand for liberty, and that might be a little more productive. But I feel your pain. I understand where you're coming from.
Actually, I have visited New Hampshire. It's beautiful up there, by the way.
It is awesome in New Hampshire.
I was very interested in the August 7th show. You guys were talking, or somewhere around there, y'all talking about Social Security and how y'all both, Ian, you don't pay any taxes, and then Mark has opted out of Social Security.
No, I pay property taxes. I pay those. But federal taxes, not so interested in.
Is there any way to get rid of your Social Security number that you guys know of, or is it tacked on for life?
Well, now, some people will tell you that there is a way to do it, and I'm sure there are websites out there that will charge you a few $100 to allegedly give you the secret. You know, you have to fill out certain forms and send it to the Social Security office by registered mail and blah, blah, blah. You know, there's this whole process you're supposed to go through. You're actually talking about can you somehow surrender the number itself and have it disappear?
Yeah.
I don't know what the process is. There are people who claim that that is true. I don't know if it is or not. I don't know if it's even worth doing. Why do you want to do it?
Yeah, what is the holy grail of getting rid of your Social Security number?
I don't know. I was just thinking maybe it would be a little harder for the government to track it down with tax liability and stuff like that.
Well, just stop using it. I mean, you don't have to use the Social Security number. You can move somewhere and pay rent and have the, pay cash and have the landlord put all the bills in his or her name. As long as you give them a nice little cash deposit, they should feel comfortable with that. There are certainly ways to live outside of the system and still, without having to live in some shack in the middle of the woods. So it is possible. It'll make your life more difficult. Opening a bank account is going to be a little bit iffy, and getting new service, getting things, operating in the economy can sometimes be a little difficult, but if you're self-employed or maybe independently wealthy or know people that have money, then you can certainly live outside of the system, and getting rid of the Social Security number is going to make things more difficult for you. If I had gone through the process of getting rid of that number, buying my house would have been a lot more difficult. In this case, all I did was I went down to the Social Security Department, got a printout saying I had a number because I'd burned my card, and that was good enough for the loan officer to prove that I had a number. So a lot of things that get a little more burdensome if you stop using that number.
So, by the way, are you ever a little bit scared to get on the air and talk about not paying federal income tax? I think it's a bold move, but are you ever worried that they're going to come after you if you say something that really ticks them off?
It's a good question, Finn, and if I was worried, do you think I would say anything?
Good point.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
I got to say, it worries me every time you say it, quite honestly. My income's tied to you in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. We're on this show together, and it scares the crap out of me, the IRS coming and swooping down and taking you away and quite possibly snatching up all your radio equipment.
Well, we're coming
really
up.
Put me up a creek.
We're coming up on our fifth year now, Mark, and no action yet.
This isn't your fifth year of not paying income taxes.
That's true.
You were working at Clear Channel
or something like that.
Right. And it's not like you were actually making any money in the...
It's not like I'm making any money now, either.
First couple of years of, Free Talk Live being syndicated.
You're the one making 90%. I'm not making anything.
Yeah, right. Well, that's not exactly what our arrangement is.
It's pretty much what the arrangement is. It changes as we make more, but nonetheless, I'm not making much now. That much is the case. And
I wouldn't call what you're making a living wage, but I would call what I'm making a living wage.
You're doing all right. Obviously I considered that pretty seriously before I decided to do what I'm doing now, and I considered it before I stopped paying income tax. And, if I'm going to do and say certain things, if I'm going to say certain things on the air about liberty and about principles and about being free and about not being a slave, then I'd be a hypocrite to get on the air and say, oh, I'm still paying my taxes, but you should stop paying yours. So I can set the example, and I can say, I'm not paying these absurd taxes, and nor should you. So I'm setting that example. I am the person you can look to as an example of somebody who doesn't pay federal taxes, and I'm still operating here. And if they want to come after me, well, that's fine. Come and get me. Go ahead, IRS. Come after my show. Because, you know, there's a couple ways you can look at it. You can look at it in the way that, well, if the IRS comes after me and manages to throw me in a jail cell, then, you know, they've set an example, right? They've sent a message to the American public that this right. is unacceptable.
One more scofflaw taken off the streets.
And you tax dodgers are going to get it. You just wait. Or there's also the other side of the possibility that, well, you know, some people have won against the IRS. And those people that have won haven't had an international syndicated radio show on which they can necessarily speak to the public.
Well, the people who have supposedly won, and we've heard kind of, you know, these are the stories about similar to the stories about the 200 mile per gallon carburetor.
Mm.
The people that have won have largely done it in court. You don't know anything about law, nor do you have any intention of learning, nor would you likely hire a lawyer to defend yourself.
Of course not.
No.
Because
you're going to go in there and talk about principle. And they're going to throw you in jail.
Well, you know what? They can always throw me in jail. That's always an option for them because they've got the guns. Mm-hmm. And obviously, that's not something I'm too concerned about. I do have certainly a strategy, and that would be that, well, first of all, if they come after me, then we'll be newsworthy. All of a sudden, Free Talk Live will get coverage in, you know, Talkers Magazine as the talk show the IRS is going after, and who knows what that'll blow up into. Who knows how much extra publicity Free Talk Live will receive. And that'll benefit you, Mark, because you're paying your taxes, and if they throw me in a jail cell, you'll get to make more money off the show at that point.
So. Right, but then I have to intro and extra the show. I consider I personally consider you to be a more talented broadcaster than I am.
So then they come after me and they railroad me into their little system, but I am not somebody that believes in the system in the first place, and so I'm likely to go in, if they bring me into a courtroom, I'm likely to go in and take like a Mark Stevens approach, a la AdventuresInLegalLand.com, where you ask a series of questions. You point out that, you know, I don't really understand what's going on here, and I just have some questions, because I am not a lawyer, and I just want to make sure I understand what I'm getting into. And basically, the concept is you ask a series of questions that boxes the judge into a corner, where he has two choices, and that would be to either throw you in a jail cell and show that he's a violent thug, or to reject the case and kick you out of his courtroom.
I wonder if once you are in a jail cell, if you can take the Mark Stevens approach and talk to the walls and make them disappear because they are, in fact, enforcing tyranny.
Not very likely.
No, that's probably with the luck you'll have with the judge, too.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, Mark. Some people have had success with that, and some haven't.
On speeding tickets.
And all kinds of things, actually. He's done it on several issues. Anyway, it'll be certainly a big challenge to their system, and it'll be a big public challenge to their system, more so than they get from Willie Nelson or all these other celebrities that just roll right over. Whenever the IRS comes after them, they just roll over and they say they're so, so sorry, and can I write you a check now? That sort of thing. I won't be giving up. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's saferjelly.com. Saferjelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, even in these remaining moments, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com if you want to help us out a bit, though, considering we give you everything on our site for free. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Simple concept. It's totally voluntary. $3 a month. All you do is you head over there and sign up via credit card or PayPal or even some alternative methods. And the idea is it helps spread Free Talk Live. Get us on more radio stations around the country. Get the message of freedom and liberty spread as far and as wide as possible. And you get some perks, too. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program and get started. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Just a couple more thoughts on this whole issue of, well, you know, Ian, aren't you scared? Aren't you scared about talking about on the radio that you don't pay federal taxes? Aren't you frightened of the, you know, the gang of thugs in Washington, D.C. coming after you and taking away what liberties you have left and throwing you in a jail cell? You know, I'm sure that the founding fathers of this country were pretty frightened. I mean, they had good reason to be frightened. There were redcoats out there. They were armed. They were willing to kill. There were dangerous. It was dangerous times back then. And the times today are equally as dangerous. They're not as upfront with their violence as they were back then. But nonetheless, the threats are still there, and the danger is still present. But would we really have gotten anywhere in this country if all of our founding fathers had just decided that instead of this whole liberty thing, yeah, let's go ahead. Yeah, taxation without representation, life's comfortable. You know, we'll pay the taxes. There's no reason to stand up and put our lives and our property and our families in jeopardy here. Forget the whole liberty thing. Let's just live out nice, quiet lives and pay our tributes to our masters in Great Britain. No advancement in human freedom has ever come from cowardice. No advancement in human freedom has ever come from people standing on the sidelines and cowering when the people who are in charge are waving their weapons around and making threats. Somebody has to make a stand, and I'm hoping it's going to be more than just me. I know it's more than just me. People are moving here to New Hampshire all the time as part of the Free State Project. Some of them are getting involved in politics. Some of them are doing civil disobedience. Some of them don't pay taxes. Some of them do. You know, there's a right time and a right place for everybody to make their stand. Mine happens to be now.
Right.
yours, maybe in another 5 years, whatever's right for you. So,
you know, and
somebody has to make the stand.
I have in my mind, this is personally, I'm not, you know, this is just how I think of you in comparison to sort of history. And there's a guy who a lot of people don't know anything about, Samuel Adams. You know, there's a beer named after this guy, but who is Samuel Adams? Well, in, 1765, you know, not very important in America, just a crazy bar owner, you know, talking about things called liberty and freedom and that kind of thing. But he managed to put together a group called the Sons of Liberty. And over time, Samuel Adams is the founder of the United States. If it wasn't for Samuel Adams, no United States. Forget George Washington, forget Thomas Jefferson, forget, Adams, all of them. Forget Samuel Adams's, more conservative cousin, John Adams. Forget them all, because it wouldn't have happened without the Boston Massacre and the sort of things that Samuel Adams put together. Here's a quote from him that I feel kind of relates to what you're talking about.
Okay.
If you love wealth greater than liberty, the tranquility of servitude greater than the animating contest for freedom, go home from us in peace. We seek not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. And may posterity forget that ye were ever our countrymen. That is a radical, radical statement made by a guy who, you know, wasn't really interested in the Constitution and signing on to the Articles of Confederation or anything like that. This guy wanted freedom. He believed that we could separate from Great Britain and then not have a government.
Sounds like my kind of guy.
Right. Samuel Adams was the original anarchist, if not the original one. He certainly was...
Free marketeer.
Whatever terminology you wish to use. You can use free marketeer on yourself. I can use anarchist on anybody else. And I don't hate the guy for it. I think it was very interesting. The other thing you should know about Samuel Adams is, you know, he was left behind by the American government and died in obscurity.
Well... Okay. We didn't have as much wealth back then as we do today. Samuel didn't have, he might have had a bar, but he didn't have a radio show, and he didn't have the internet to spread his ideas. And, you know, the fact is that the time for the state is coming to a close, I think. I think we're coming to a point in humanity's evolution, in our development as people and human beings, that we're going to understand, because of the easy access to information, that the whole state thing has been a scam. It's always been a scam. It's always been a scam of those who want to have power over others, to rule over the lives of others, and they've kept information from the average folks, and average people are going to get their hands on the truth sooner rather than later now, thanks to the internet.
You know,
and
I
we're part of that on Free Talk Live.
I don't know if I believe that that's the case, that the state is coming to a close, but I can tell you right now, in the period of the Middle Ages in Europe, if you would have talked to somebody about a republic, about a democracy, kings, that would never work. Humans couldn't do it. You know, whatever reasons, they would come up with reasons why this simply would not work.
Right, and now we're talking about freedom instead of democracy, instead of a republic, you still like your republic idea, but at least you'll agree with me that democracy is not so hot.
Well, I don't believe that the majority should be able to tell the minority what to do, although I do think that a democracy is superior to some types of government.
And again, the government's also used to going after, again, the easy marks. They like going after the Hollywood guys,
right,
that they don't really know. They just wanted to keep their money, and they don't really know that much about the whole freedom thing. They just wanted to keep their money. For me, it's not about keeping money. For me, it's about principle. I don't have that much money to give these guys. But for me, it's about the principle that I own myself. I am not a slave, and I refuse to be a slave. I'm not obligated to give any of my earnings to these people, these strangers calling themselves the government or the IRS or whoever they're calling themselves today. I have no obligation to them. I've never signed any explicit agreements with them saying that they get a percentage of my income, or that I have to fill out their forms or prove to them what I've done with my time or show them receipts or whatever the hell it is that they require. I've never signed any of that crap. So going up against somebody like me, or somebody else who loves liberty, is going to be a much more difficult process for them. So again, they like going after the easy targets. If they want to come after me, then that's fine. You can strike me down, but I've already, it's a Star Wars sort of motif, right, Obi-Wan Kenobi. I've already had my show. We've got thousands of listeners to this show. Go ahead, take me out.
You're not going to stop the spread of information. You're not going to stop the spread of these ideas. They're going to spread even faster. People are going to get out there. They're going to start their own podcasts. They already are. Liberty Radio Underground, for instance, a newer podcast that is spreading the message of freedom. And it's such an infective message. It's something that people, they get it. When it's presented to them, they get it, and they want to explain it to others, and then they'll get it, and so on and so forth. So am I afraid? No. You know, I've taken bigger risks than this in my past, and this is really, it's no big deal. Let's go to the phones and talk to Al in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Al.
Hey, I do mathematics on the side just for, you know, for the fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it up on AT&T, their mathematical website, and I enjoy it. I don't expect any money for it. Now, if we could just get rid of the idea of intellectual property, then we would get rid of this whole patent idea, which is a real roadblock to capitalism.
Absolutely it is. In fact, I have an article that's just really, it sums up the whole argument against intellectual property. It takes like a 50-page sort of scholarly journal and boils it down to a few paragraphs, and I'm saving that for tomorrow night. I'll bring that up, make sure we can talk about this more in depth, because right now we just don't have the time for it, and hopefully you'll chime in at that point, Al. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231.
Right, Al, if we're not on in, at the particular time that we're reading it, listen to us at freetalklive.com. You can hear the whole episode.
Let's
go get the archive.
Short on time, Bastion in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Bastion.
Yes, I just want to know you guys' opinion on Ron Paul.
Oh,
I'm
a
new listener.
New listener, if you go to freetalklive.com, you'll see Ron's right there on the front page of the website. We did an interview with the guy a matter of a couple weeks ago. I think we're both Ron Paul supporters.
Yeah, Ron Paul's the only presidential candidate I've ever donated money to the campaign.
I can say for sure I will be voting for him in the primary. I don't know who I'm going to vote for in the general election at this point.
Yeah, everybody on MySpace and everybody on the internet has these images of him up that I saw at this website, voteronpaul.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it almost has like a glow of like the Death Star in the background.
I don't know what that means.
Have you seen those?
No, I know.
Do you guys have a MySpace profile?
Yes, we do. You can get to it by going to myspace.freetalklive.com. And you can add
myspace.freetalklive.com.
Forget the MySpace addresses. We have our own address. It's myspace.freetalklive.com.
It'll take you right to the MySpace page. It makes it easy to get to. Thanks for the call, Bastion. We appreciate it. Welcome to the program. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Look, if it's not your time to make your stand for liberty, eventually it will be. And when that time comes, make the stand and have courage. Because the more people that stand up against the encroachments of the state, the freer we'll all be. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.